talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is your moment. The world breathes for you. I love you, myself.
And playback.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
All right, here at the Grammy Roundtable with Ronnie and Cool of none other than Cool and the Gang. How are you gentlemen doing?
Well, wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of your biggest hits goes a little something like this. Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight?
No.
What? Beer mug down here and down to... Take two. We're going to walk around and see what's going on. What's this all about? Take three. All right, here we go.
And now...
Are you having a stroke?
Our feature presentation.
It's almost like he learned from me, which is not healthy. Morning, everybody.
That's true.
It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31. It's a Thursday morning.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I stepped on your creepy line. Go ahead.
Hey, Bean. They're fine.
Okay, good. That's all I want to know.
Let me just tell you right now.
Hey, call me a bad person for being concerned about a woman's
it's
health.
Not
that's
what
all.
You say, it's how you say it.
How dare you? It is, Thursday already here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yep. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Got a big show coming up. But first, you know, Kevin and I play this game in the studio during the show as we're going over various news throughout the day. And we ask each other, would you read this headline? Because
would you read the story after the headline?
Because let's face it, because that's what you're on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. You see a link, and the headline is what's important. That's what gets you to click further. So and oftentimes, by the way, the people from the old newspaper days, the people who write the headline don't even sometimes have anything to do with the article. There are people who know how to write headlines to get you to click on it. So, for instance, the last few hours, I've clicked on freak zip lining accident leaves woman ravaged by flesh eating bacteria. You see that headline, you go, whoa, how did that happen? How is she zip lining? And she goes to. Gets that, right?
I do need to know more on that.
Man jumps in front of his wife's car to prevent her from voting against Scott Walker is another true story that happened in the Wisconsin election.
Love it.
And somebody has just put together a BuzzFeed has just put together a list of the 15 most what the F headlines of all time.
Wow.
Sweet.
There's a lot of those.
There sure are. And some of these are going to sound familiar to you. Some are stories that I missed the first time around. Here's one just from this week, for instance. And ask yourself as I read this headline, would you click on this to see the story? Pet monkey freaks out, bites three people at drug-filled house.
I would have to read that.
You kidding?
So that is a yes. Next up, pink-clad pooch stolen from gay bar by...
But, wait.
Stolen from gay bar by man with Britney tattoo. You still out? You're back in.
I think I may need that.
See, so you were automatically out just because the dog was wearing an outfit, right?
Yeah.
Pink-clad pooch, right.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Very sad. I actually saw this with my own eyes in the paper this week. Dolphins died of heroin OD after rave at zoo, report says.
The dolphins were having a rave?
Well, apparently there was heroin in the water as a result of a rave that was happening at the zoo.
Yeah, I don't want to hear
animals dying.
No.
I know. I hate them too. Man dressed as penguin receives more votes than liberal Democrats.
Yep.
baby bottles cause cancer, homosexuality.
What?
Oh,
baby
yes.
bottles
I don't
cause
read that.
No, I don't think I would even, because it's stupid.
Wrestling midgets are killed by fake hookers.
I didn't know fake hookers were coming. I was down in wrestling midgets.
Right, exactly. You
made it up. That's a twofer.
Robber who broke into hair salon is beaten by its black belt owner and kept his sex slave for 3 days, fed only Viagra.
Oh, my God.
Gravy wrestling model suffers horrific... Okay. Although, let me finish this one. Gravy wrestling model suffers horrific facial injuries after being hit with monkey wrench when she interrupted a friend having sex.
Wow, that's a long
that
headline.
That seems like the whole story.
Yeah, they wrote
it?
The whole story in the headline.
Gay man...
Sorry, that was for the last one.
Gay man who tried to poison lesbian neighbors with slug pellets over three-legged cat feud walks free.
Love it. Neighbor feuds, right. I always love.
I was bashed by a dildo by a man in a leather mask, and then he killed my dog. Oh, that's terrible.
No.
All right, I don't even know what the hell's going on with this one. Granny killed by Hitler fish.
Hitler fish?
What's the Hitler fish?
Right?
Why is it that on the
I'd
wheel?
I have to read that.
Naked man hospitalized after drinking game leads to prosthetic leg being set aflame. Here's one that we did on the Kevin and Beans show in the Beans Death Corner feature. Man eats cocaine from brother's butt and dies. Just two more. Here's one that I actually saw with my own eyes in the newspaper the week it was out. I was in Europe at the time when this hit the British papers. Woman in sumo wrestler suit assaulted her ex-girlfriend in gay pub after she waved at man dressed as a Snickers bar.
Wait a minute.
Is that a Halloween thing?
No, it wasn't.
Sweet.
And finally, on this list from BuzzFeed, and you can check it out yourself, the most what the F headlines of all time. Again, I have no idea what's going on in this story. I have not read it yet. Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf eaten by badger. So how about that? Who says newspapers are dead? Come on, that's good reporting
right there.
In
all of those.
I mean, seriously, that's reporting right there, my friends.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
No! No! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God!
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen regardless. We have comedian Reggie Watts in the studio today. Very excited about that.
An oddball.
He is strange. We have Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about sex changes. If you're going through or have gone through or are anticipating going through a sex change, we'd like to talk to you.
Finally, Beer Mug, a topic that we can go to you for.
Political candidate Mitt Romney is wild and crazy, according to his wife.
That's all I can think about when I see him is, wow,
that guy must
party.
Party?
Yeah.
Snooki or Chloe today, as we take a look at their tweets and try to figure out who it is.
Oh, God. How
and comedian Jay Moore will also be on the program today.
Wow. It's a lot of show.
How about that? That's all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat now.
Late in the show yesterday, the band Tenacious D stopped by, and they're doing a free show today.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it was impossible to get information out of them, wasn't it? I mean, they were tight-lipped. They really locked that information down. But we did the best we could. We got highlights of that interview, plus their live performance from in-studio yesterday coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, now. Hello.
Why is that not?
I don't know. Turn my mic on. Hello.
It's
there
as
we
loud
go.
As it goes.
That's better.
Huh.
Congratulations to Brad Pitt. He's finally got a job. So glad to see he's finally working. Just been tapped by Chanel No. 5 to be their spokesperson. First dude ever to pimp the perfume. He's going to be cashing in a seven-figure paycheck for the gig.
Wow.
He'll be filming commercials for Chanel No. 5. Unfortunately, ladies, you won't get to see them here. They're going to be overseas only.
Oh, come on.
But he still gets to cash the check in the U.S.
He gets seven figures for commercials that don't even air in the United States.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities do that, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of overseas commercial work.
But that's big bucks. Wow.
Yeah.
And for a product he doesn't use.
That's true. Porn star Kim Kardashian is fuming. She was turned away at the famous legendary fashion's Met Gala at New York City the other night.
Love it.
Kanye West was there, but he was there without his girlfriend because, according to sources, Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour, who runs the event, hates Kim Kardashian.
That's funny.
She says the Met Gala is for the biggest stars in the world, and Kim doesn't fit that bill at all. Sources say Kim tried to buy her way into the event. It's $25,000 a ticket to go to this event. But she was not allowed to even purchase a ticket.
That's funny.
And that Anna Wintour does not want her there at all. So it's nice to see somebody has their head on straight when it comes to the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Lisa, some more Broadway news for you.
Okay.
You know, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Wildly successful Broadway
closing?
Show.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, now that people stopped dying over there, they've actually started making some money.
That helps.
But they've been completely snubbed by the Tony Awards, which is the awards they give for excellence in theater on Broadway.
They should win an award for death, though.
I would think. Most injuries?
Yeah.
So they're steamed about it. So on Sunday, June 10th, when they're giving out the Tonys, they will give a special matinee performance for anyone named Tony Anthony, Antoinette, Tony, Antonio, or Antonia, you get a free ticket. This way they say they will have more Tonys than any other show on Broadway. See what they've done there?
That's funny.
It's funny slash petty.
See, because they're so bitchy. Yeah, so they'll have more Tonys. Vidal Sassoon has passed away. Oh, let's all wash our hair in honor of him, shall we? Legendary British hairdresser went on to start a shampoo and conditioner and hair product empire. I had no idea he was 84 years old.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Opened a salon in London. in the 50s, and then in the 60s, he blew up. He started doing all the hairstyles for all the hip and mod people in the 60s, and that's how he got his start. So he's no longer with us.
He was, if you don't look good, we don't look good. That was him, right?
That's right.
All right.
And Sofia Vergara is single.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sources are telling the New York Post that she has parted ways with her longtime boyfriend, Nick Loeb. Word is they've been fighting a lot, and she looked miserable when the two headed out for dinner last month, so sources are saying the relationship is over.
God, is she hot. Look at that rack.
That's bad news for my wife. That's all I gotta say. So I am ready to mingle. I'm not single, but I'm ready to mingle.
Do you guys think the Sofia Vergara over-the-top sort of annoying voice that she does on Modern Family is...
I don't think that's annoying at all. I think it's adorable.
I know a couple of guys times, that find her less attractive because of that.
Because of the accent?
At times it's grating. No, it's the high pitch and the loudness of it sometimes. At times, not always.
Well, I'll have to relay that information to her.
You let her know that.
You'll be off the list. No, it doesn't bother me at all. And okay. I don't think it's a put on either, because that's when you hear her interviewed, she's got a very thick Colombian accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jessica Simpson. Oh, surprise, surprise. She's gushing over her new baby on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is her baby the best baby ever?
It's the best baby ever, Bean. She's so in love with baby Maxwell, she tweets, that
wow.
She wants to cry every time she looks at her. I feel the same way every time I hear you sing, Jessica. Motherhood is by far the best thing I've ever experienced. She's 2 days old. You've experienced nothing. You're still in bed recovering and the nanny's changing the diapers. She said, I was born to be a mom.
Her kid said,
that's bullshit.
That's right, yes. And while we're talking babies, would you buy from the Snooki line of baby products?
No. I would not buy the Snooki line of anything.
It's coming your way. Because, you know, Snooki has a growing fashion empire.
Does she really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really?
Yes. Slippers, sunglasses, tanning lotion, of course.
And they're selling?
Yeah. She's got a line of nail polish, fake eyelashes, and handbags on their way.
In any place besides New Jersey?
And then the Snooki-branded baby products. Who wouldn't want a leopard print rattle or cheetah print bib, asks Snooki.
Shut up, Snooki.
That's what I say.
And refresh my memory. She is pregnant?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
She is pregnant and will be her pregnancy will be documented on her new spin-off TV show with her and J-Well.
Do we know yet?
Shut up, Snooki.
What Jessica Simpson thinks about Snooki's baby.
We haven't got that tweet yet, but I am standing by. And I will bring it to you as soon as it happens.
Right.
Late breaking and local. That's what the showbiz beat is.
Babies come out of the butt, right?
Yes. I want to hear Jessica Simpson's thoughts on Snooki's baby read by Sofia Vergara. That's what I want.
I want Blue Ivy Carter to record the song version of it. Today's celebrity birthdays, Odette Annable from House.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn. Yes.
She's 27 years old today. Kenan Thompson from Kenan and Kel on Saturday Night Live. He's 34 years old. Richard Patrick of Filter, 44 years old to know today. Little known fact, his brother is the Terminator. Robert Patrick, the actor who played the Terminator.
Is that true?
Terminator 3? Yeah, they're brothers.
Huh.
Eric Palladino from ER turns 44 years old today. Young MC is 45. You may want to think about changing that name, MC.
Middle-aged MC?
Middle-aged MC. Danny Carey of Tool, the drummer for that band, is 51. And Bono, St. Bono himself of U2, celebrates his 52nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Oh, and...
Shut up, Snooki.
We'll play another round of our game, Snooki or Chloe, coming up here in a few minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also talk some more about the sex change story that we covered yesterday with Tom Gable from Against Me. We're looking for listeners who have gone through or are going through the sex change reassignment right now. And comedian Reggie Watts, too. It's all coming up on K-Rock.
Right now, time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. We have a wheel that has a bunch of stories on it about animals. We don't have time for all of them, so we have to spin it and pick one. We have the albino cyclops shark. We have the doomsday prepper survival kitty. We have the badass super soldier ants. Mm-hmm. Harvey Dent, mm-hmm. The two-faced kitten. Erwin, wow. The formerly paralyzed kangaroo.
When is it going to land on that? I'm dying to talk to him.
Toto, the tornado kitten. The Icelandic worm monster. The evil tear-sucking bees. Meow, the 39-pound cat in heaven.
Oh, he's in heaven since the last time we didn't land on him.
We sent out his picture like a week ago, dead. Houdini, the Australian runaway goat. And mm-hmm. That's it.
All right.
So let's spin the wheel and see what happens.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's
it's gonna land. It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Voices.
It's very exciting. All right, go ahead and spin that wheel. Let's see which phone call we're going to be making to get more information on one of the headlines on the wheel.
Oh, it's the evil tear-sucking bees.
What?
Yeah!
Fantastic. This is a bizarre story. Apparently, there is a type of bee that feeds on your tears.
I've never heard of that.
You must be talking about the Lashaglossum gotham.
Exactly, that one.
That's the species, right?
It says it dines on delicious human sweat and tears.
Ew.
That's interesting.
Once a bee has settled, more approaching, these tend to settle near each other in a row. They're kind of small bees, so you don't sort of notice them.
They're
at first.
The regular size, huh?
Closing the eye did not necessarily dislodge the bees, but some continued to suck at the slit.
Excuse me?
You close your eye and the bee's fine because it can still get right in the corner of your eye. How gross
horrifying.
Is that?
But what did you say that it did? What does it do when you close the eye?
It says closing the eye doesn't dislodge the bees, but some continued to suck at the slit.
Okay, that is not office okay language, Kevin.
No, that's talking about bees in your eye slit.
Well, we asked producer Dave, is there any way in a million years, and when did we ask him this, since he just landed on it 30 seconds ago?
30 seconds ago.
We said, is there any way we could talk to the evil bees that are coming to drink your tears? And apparently we have them on the line right now.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're very good. Are you the king bee?
I am not the king bee, I am certainly one of the bee leaders. Yes.
I see. Okay. All right.
I didn't even know there was such thing as a king bee. I thought it was a queen bee. That's what the story
bee,
I always heard.
And I work for her. I am a direct liaison. I am in the human bee liaison department of the Queen's Court.
I see. Oh, that's excellent. Okay, well, we got exactly the right person then. So this was all news to us, but apparently you guys drink tears. What do you do? Do you extract the salt out of the water that comes from our eyes or what?
There are proteins and salts in your tears that actually are very beneficial and nutritious to us.
But you understand that when we are crying as humans, we're usually sad. We're very upset. It doesn't help us to have a bee land on our eye.
We can't. That's not our problem, really. Oh. You're ugly.
Well, that's true, but so are you.
Oh, you ugly. You are so ugly. Oh, oh. Oh, I heard your dog just died.
What? Oh, you want me to cry?
Is there a lady there? Yeah, hey, lady, I heard your dog just died.
What?
You know that little dog you're talking about in that BS commercial you were doing?
Yeah. Boner.
Yeah, your mom just called. Your dog's dead.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Is that what you said?
So that's what you do is you just make everybody sad so they cry and then you get food.
Hey, your reading glasses look really dumb, big guy. Those round Harry Potter glasses
those
you wear.
Those do look dumb.
You look like an asshole.
Hey, don't hurt. That hurts.
Are you sad? Is it making you cry? Are you sad?
It does hurt. It stings a little bit. No pun intended. It
stings a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, really, what color is that hair you dyed? What's that hair all about?
It's blonde.
Doesn't look blonde. Looks dumb. Cry for me. You got to squirt a few? You got to squirt a few tears?
Come on.
Now.
He's got quite the strategy, doesn't he?
That's a toss-up. Really? You want yourself a radio professional?
Wait,
you should be embarrassed.
Why still me?
Come on, cry! You people.
I haven't heard the word lincubus yet today. We're not letting that die, are we? It's still lincubus, this tour we're doing, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Or Inky Park.
No. That just doesn't have the same
Inky Park.
Inky Park.
No.
Might be on it.
Lincubus.
Lincoln Park and Incubus together September 8th at the Home Depot Center. You've got your tickets coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show and access to that private Lincoln Park dress rehearsal if you want to see the guys in the nude.
That's
hey, Rob Garman,
what
brings
what
you
happens.
In here? What?
No,
it's not?
That's
dress
not
rehearsal?
What it is at all.
What brings you in here today?
It's time to play another round of...
Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in to the new game that's sweeping the nation, where we read dumbass celebrity tweets and you try to tell us who it is. And this week your choices are Chloe or Snooki. It's Chloe or Snooki. Both of them are so freaking fat. Yeah.
I like that it went with fat instead of dumb.
This is a difficult game because both of them are not worth a damn.
Chloe Kardashian, not a good tweeter.
Nope.
Snooki, whatever her last name is, not a good tweeter.
No.
So Ralph reads them, and we have to guess who.
And all of them very Bean-esque, by the way.
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare you? There's a lot of Bean. You.
Bean's a female Chloe slash Snooki.
So what I will do is I will read you the tweet. You just simply have to identify whether Chloe or Snooki was the tweeter.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Ready.
Obsessed with bright colors was the tweet. Obsessed with bright colors.
See. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
I'm going to go with Chloe.
I feel that way, too.
I do, too, because she seems to care more about fashion than Snooki does. It's going to be across the board, Chloe.
Chloe it is.
Yes.
Right.
Although to say that Snooki isn't obsessed with fashion would be wrongheaded, I think.
I guess I just don't think of her that way.
Chloe because I thought they would go Snooki.
See? You're just trying to play against the
Now I'm going last.
Now everybody's on your side.
I'm not going to lead you people.
believe me, Kevin, none of us are making our choices based on what you say.
I've been pretty good at this game, my friend.
Migraine, please go away. Ugh, God, you are so annoying. You're ruining my Saturday. Mr. Migraine, we are not friends.
By the way, if you have a migraine, you don't tweet
Not tweeting.
Yes, yeah. Ridiculous.
Migraine, go away. Is migraine misspelled?
Nope.
Okay.
Good question.
Although, I'm going to say Chloe. No, I'm going to say Snooki. I'm going to go with Snooki.
I'm going with Snooki, too.
I think I'm going to go with Chloe.
Chloe it is.
Kevin.
Kevin's just going against whatever you people say. He just wants to win.
How dare you? I do want to win.
He's
very competitive.
I love Kate Hudson's free spirit. Hashtag fan. I love Kate Hudson's free spirit. Hashtag fan.
I'm going to say Chloe again because to me, free spirit is too mature a phrase for Snooki to know or understand.
I don't think Snooki would even know who she is.
Mm-mm, I agree.
Chloe.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not
going to
tell him to get off.
Snooki!
What?
No,
about
way. That
we're all is our little Snooki growing up?
I guess she is. I love geese. They're so cute to me. I love geese. They're so cute to me.
I'm going to say Snooki. That just seems like the kind of airheaded comment she would make.
I'm going to go with Chloe.
I'm going to go with Snooki.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell them to get off.
Diving to the bottom.
Yes.
Snooki it is.
Lisa's diving to the bottom, people.
I'm sucking at the slit.
A reference from last
year. The Bee
Story. Sure, yeah. Oh, my God, shut up. Lion King is on. Perfect Saturday night.
Okay. Snooki. We've had a Lion King tweet before, right?
Oh, have we?
I don't remember.
I thought we have.
Keeping track of the history of these tweets.
Who's talking to her? Don't look at your freaking tweet.
I think it's Snooki, too.
I'm going to go Chloe.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell them to get off.
Well, what's the score looking like there, Monkey?
Did you guess?
Yeah, I said Snooki first.
Snooki. Yeah. Okay, so it's two for you, two for me, and one for Lisa.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you not believe what you're reading?
It's hard. There's so many dumb ones here. It's just hard to... ox the word.
What?
Excuse me?
Ox the word.
What's
as in
ox?
Someone making a play on awkward.
Ox?
An awkward situation. Ox, A-W-K-S, the word, W-A-R-D, as in awkward. Ox the word. See? It's like awkward.
And that's the whole thing?
The word. That's the whole tweet.
Yeah. Bean.
No.
No, I'm not.
Bean, no, Bean did not do that
or Chloe.
One.
Oh, yeah.
Snooki or Chloe.
Gosh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say Chloe for no reason other than I have a 50-50 chance of being right.
And for that reason, I'm going with Snooki.
Ox the word.
Ox the word.
Chloe.
Chloe it is.
So, Bean, did you guess that?
He did.
Right, yes, I said Chloe also.
3-3-1.
Look at these bitches on my TV screen.
That's could it? Be either one.
Yep. Look at these bitches on my TV screen.
No way to know.
I'm going to say Snooki again on this one.
I am too.
I'm going to say Snooki as well.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell them to get off.
Yeah.
I just feel like Snooki's a little more unfiltered when it comes to stuff like that. Like
yeah,
Chloe
I do too.
Cares about her image is why I guess.
A little.
Have an amazing Sunday, guys. Remember, all you need is love.
I hate tweets like that with all my heart.
And that goes for you, too, Mike Catherwood, tweeting hello and good morning and good night.
Have an amazing Sunday, guys. Remember, all you need is love.
I'm going to say Chloe. That sounds like the kind of BS positivity that she likes to put out sometimes.
I'm going to go Snooki.
I'm going to go Chloe.
Chloe it is. Chloe it is.
We're neck and neck today, Kevin.
4-4-1. Lisa's right there.
Well, I figure I got to go the opposite direction of it. Any chance of winning this, which I don't.
Who's watching the fight? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that the Mayweather fight? Was that Saturday
I'm
night?
Guessing it was Saturday.
Okay,
yeah.
Mayweather.
You would terrible think Chloe tweeters. Would watch it.
I mean, I have no way of knowing. Right. It could be any fight. I did not pull these, you know, chipped it. So it could have been an MMA thing or something, but I'm assuming it was the big fight.
The big fight was Saturday night boxing. All right, Mayweather.
I'm going to say Chloe.
I'm going to say Chloe again. It just seems like a more showbizzy thing to get a pay-per-view fight. I just see Snooki flipping around, the basic cable channels.
I'm going to go with Chloe.
Chloe it is.
Yeah! What did you say, Lisa? I didn't even hear your guess.
I said Chloe as well, but it does me no good.
Who cares?
Does
she
go good?
What's the score?
5-4-2.
5-4-2?
5-5.
I've got one, and you didn't get that last one.
Oh, you got that one right?
I did. I got that one, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kevin cannot be trusted with the score.
No, he can't. We got to develop a new system.
I'd say beer mug to check him, but that will do no good.
I wanted to win so bad, I just left being out.
Kevin's not even listening to my answers at this point. He's just assuming they're wrong.
Pizza party.
Well, I think this is a trick because obviously we see food, we think Chloe because she's so fat. So I'll say Snooki.
I think pizza party makes me think it should be Snooki, so I'll go
You're
Chloe.
Going Chloe.
Ooh, strong.
I'm going Chloe too.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell them to get off.
Bean has pulled ahead.
We have a winner, Bean.
Woo!
Was that the last one?
Well, I don't know. How many do we have? Do we have more?
We got more.
Okay, more of this brilliance?
Let's do like two more because we're out of time.
6-5-2.
All right, here we go. I crack myself up way too much.
Wow, both. I crack myself up way too much.
That's way Snooki, I think. I think Snooki thinks more of Snooki than Chloe thinks of Chloe.
I don't know. That's
a
tough call.
I don't see that at all. But
I crack myself up
I'm
way
going with
too
Chloe.
Much.
Chloe.
I'm going with the Snookster.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell him to get off.
Right,
Snooki
this,
it is.
This is it.
All right, here we go.
Now, Bean, you got 7. I have 6. Lisa has 2.
All right.
Wow.
This is it for the tie. What?
That's it?
Wow.
That's not it.
That was a tweet in its entirety. That was the tweet.
Why tweet? Wow.
Wow.
The only way that works is if everyone in the country is watching the same thing on TV and she's reacting to something that everybody else sees.
Which could be, but if it was the fight, it was a super dull fight, so there's no wow going there.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Well, it's impossible to guess. Kevin, I'm just going to go the opposite of whatever you say.
I'm going to say Snooki, so you say Chloe.
It doesn't matter what I say. What
Lisa,
is it?
You got to pick.
I pick Chloe.
All right.
Chloe it is.
And we have a winner.
The winner is Bean. How about that, Bean?
Hey, thanks a lot for playing. Chloe or Snooki, it's Chloe or Snooki. Both of them are so freaking fat. Yeah. And now, a moment with Lisa May.
We're honestly a little baffled why someone who's been married for 72 days with a prenup really needs a big, high-powered lawyer.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
That's a really good point.
God.
Who sent that clip in? Thomas Edison?
I don't know. It didn't sound good. It was not high quality.
Came off a wax cylinder.
Before that, it was Coldplay from the K-Rock Weenie Roast and Fight for Your Right to Party.
Are we so desperate to hear Lisa May screw up that we have to unearth clips that... We're buried in somebody's backyard.
Sounded like it.
Wow.
You have to ask Beer Mug. He's
the tuba history.
He's the keeper. Yeah.
You know what bugs me is I'm looking at the list and there's like 100 of mine. And then there's like 4 Beans and 4 yours and 4 Elise's. And one of those of Elise's sounds as bad as that did.
So that won't get played again.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers on the way. Also some Blur and Cage the Elephant. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday.
It's a done deal. Britney Spears will be sitting next to Simon Cowell at the X Factor judges table.
I'll watch that. I think she'll say stupid stuff.
She has signed on the line that is dotted for a cool $15 million for one season work.
But she's so dumb, Kevin, and she's so boring.
Yeah,
dumb. I know, boring doesn't make me excited, but dumb makes me excited. I'd love to hear what she has to say.
As for the third judge's seat...
Inside, watch it all. Just
word is that former Disney Channel Demi Lovato... Disney Channel star, rather, Demi Lovato said yes.
Ooh, maybe her and Britney will fight it out.
But the papers haven't been signed yet, so I will keep you posted.
All right.
Could be interesting. Lady Gaga is going to appear on The Simpsons. It's going to be animated into the season finale on May 20th in an episode called Lisa Goes Gaga.
Do you think they'll make her pretty?
No.
Okay.
I think it's hard to make anybody in The Simpsons pretty. They all have that look about them, don't
That's
they?
That's true.
A big, goofy, bug-eyed look. You can go to The Rap with a W, Blink182.com if you want to see a sneak peek of the episode. Blink182 was all set to celebrate its 20th anniversary this summer, but that's going to have to wait. Band has canceled a bunch of shows, including the headlining slot at Bamboozle Festival.
How come?
Because Travis Barker has to have his tonsils out.
Right.
He should be all better in June, so Europe will get to see Blink celebrate their two decades, but we're losing a lot of shows here in the States, including the Bamboozle Festival.
I heard having your tonsils out when you're an adult is way more serious than when you're a kid.
Yeah. My Chemical Romance, by the way, is going to fill in for Blink
at
Bamboozle, and they'll go in right before Foo Fighters, so
that's pretty
a cool event. Yeah, it happens May 18th, 19th, and 20th in Asbury Park in New Jersey. You know, it's funny, I was thinking as I read the story, wow, he has to wait till June till he's going to feel better. Then I realized, man, we're right there, aren't
we? Not that far.
No. Just the year's flying by. Avengers star Colby Smulders, also on How I Met Your Mother, has been engaged for 3 years, but she is finally setting a wedding date with her comedian boyfriend, Taron Killam. The reason they're getting married? Because their daughter is now approaching 2, and they think maybe it's time.
Maybe now?
Why so soon? We have finally time to sit down and plan this wedding, she told Us Weekly magazine, so congratulations. And legendary hairdresser, you don't hear that phrase very often.
Nope.
Vidal Sassoon has passed away. Apparently natural causes caused his death yesterday at his home here in Los Angeles. He was 84 years old.
Was he the guy that looked like he was 54? I mean, he looked, for some reason,
I'm thinking Paul Mitchell, maybe the guy with the ponytail and the beard?
No, I wasn't thinking of him, but he didn't look 84, did he?
I haven't seen Vidal Sassoon in a while.
Okay, I haven't either. Then I have no idea what I'm thinking of.
I'm surprised he didn't die of skin cancer, though. Wasn't he one of those guys who was always ridiculously tanned?
He was very tan. Interesting life, by the way, when you look into his background. Vidal was born in London, England, lived in a Jewish orphanage for 7 years. After his father left his mother when he was just 3 years old, he joined the Israeli army and fought in the Arab-Israeli War in 1948.
Wow.
Then moved back to London and opened a hair salon. Became famous when he did Mia Farrow's haircut in the 60s. He gave her a little Bob Pixie haircut, and that sort of revolutionized hair fashion in the 60s, and he became a big star. And then he started selling his shampoo and products and stuff like that and became a gazillionaire. So, congratulations. Well, not congratulations. He's dead.
Not really congratulations.
The opposite of that.
I mean, he had a congratulations on a great life, but you know, you don't really get to enjoy it much when you're dead. Sorry, there's a slideshow going on in front of me here. It was very distracting. I don't know what Beer Mug was looking for, but I don't think he found it. Today's celebrity birthdays, Odette Annable. Annable?
Yes.
Annable? Annable?
Yustman.
Annable? Used to be Yustman, yes.
Yustman.
She is on House. She's so good in that show. I'm sorry the show is leaving. Not only because I love House, this is its final season, but because she's new on the show this season, she's so good on it. 27 years old today. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live and Kenan and Kel was 34. Richard Patrick of Filter fame is 44 years old. Eric Palladino from ER also turns 44. Young MC is 45 years old.
Let's get a look. Can we get Omar to give us a little bust to move or something for later, Ralph?
Sure.
Enjoy that every year.
Omar?
Or something?
You got your marching orders.
Let's go with bust to move.
Let's go with that. Danny Carey of Tool is 51 years old, and Bono celebrates his 52nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Funny man Jay Moore on the program today, one of our all-time favorites. Also, Reggie Watts will be joining us, too. Very funny himself. And Dr. Drew Pinsky coming along in a little while here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 2. This story we did yesterday, Kevin, with Tom Gable, the lead singer of the punk band Against Me, who we play here on K-Rock, has become one of the most popular posts in the history of K-Rock.com. It's already had over 115,000 views in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because it's been a long time since I've seen somebody this high profile change sexes. You don't see that every day.
No.
No, you don't. Although, strangely, it's funny. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. These surgeries used to be very rare. I mean, a few a year. And now I don't know what the exact numbers are on. It's hardly commonplace, but it's certainly not unheard of.
Right.
And, you know, people like Chastity Bono certainly have raised awareness, and now the same thing is going to happen with Tom Gable here. But he was talking about in the interview that he did with Rolling Stone, which was kind of his coming out, and I think it was fascinating. I read a lot about Tom yesterday. And for folks who didn't hear the story, he has been a punk rock singer of this band for a long time. He's a man. He's in his 20s, I think. And he is changing his sex to become a woman. He's starting to take the hormones and the whole deal. And he said in the Rolling Stone interview, which was his way of coming out and setting a deadline for himself so that he would be forced to talk to his bandmates about it who didn't know about it, even when he was doing the Rolling Stone interview, he hadn't told them yet.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yes, he knew he was going to have to do it, but he said, I'm going to have to put some sort of a deadline on myself so that I'm forced to it, because it was not a conversation he was looking forward to, right? Because they, you know, these guys got to make a living, and they're probably thinking, yeah, what about whatever about you with your sex dysmorphia, or dysphoria, I guess it's called. What about me trying to make a living in a punk band? What's that going to do for us, right?
Yeah, and for punk band members to go, now what?
Yeah.
So he said in the interview with a Rolling Stone, I'm going to have embarrassing moments. That won't be fun, but that's part of what talking to you is about. Hoping people will understand, hoping they'll be fairly kind. Now, the reason I bring that all that up and the reason I mentioned the KROQ.com article is, did you take a look at the comments from people who read Lightning's article on Tom Gable yesterday?
I have them, but I haven't had a chance to look at all of them.
Let me just read a few of them for you.
Right.
Ed, regardless, his chromosomes remain XY. He should have spent his money on a shrink instead. Poor Corso writes, well, I want to be an armadillo. Christopher writes, takes a lot of guts. This is insane. There are no guts involved at all. This is disgusting and evil. The guy is out of his mind. He's only mutilating his body. He was born a man, will always be a man. This is what happens when man turns away from Christ. He has no clue as to the purpose of his life or who he even is. This is both sad, perverse, and disgusting. And these comments just go on and on and on.
How about
like
a new band? Mutilate me.
Yeah, exactly, right. Give me a break. This is disgraceful. He is married. Thank God there are no children involved. That's the only good news here. What's happening to our society? Why does this kind of stuff need to be praised? It's sick. And, of course, he does have a child. He's got, I think, a two-year-old or something like that. And as we found out yesterday from the interview in Rolling Stone, he and his wife, Heather, have discussed this, and they, at this point, plan on staying together.
Now, that's weird to go to your wife and say, I'm going to become a woman, but...
Right.
Because your wife's first question would be, are you interested in men?
Right.
And he says no. He says, I'm not interested in men. So he's going right to bi. Right to lesbian.
Yeah. Right to lesbian is what he's going to. Yeah.
So then he talks to his wife, and his wife says, okay, all right, I'm down with this. I don't know how many.
Well, you know, we can dance back and forth a little bit easier.
Sure. She just has to drink a little bit every day, and it'll look fine to her. But we wanted to talk, and I know that we asked for some pretty small subgroups of the Kevin and Bean audience when we throw open the phones from time to time here on the show, but... We want to talk to transgenders, and I know that we have transgenders listening because I got emails from some yesterday who were listening to the program, listening to our discussion about this and wanted to weigh in. So we want to talk to you if you are a transgender or if you are going through the process of becoming a transgender. We want to talk to you about what some of the realities are of the situation and what Tom Gable has in store for him right now. I mean, he knows that not everybody is going to be down with it. Like, we haven't heard what his parents think about the deal, you know?
Oh, that's a tough call, too.
That would be a very difficult thing to go through, right?
Mom, you know how you're a girl? I think I am too.
What's yeah. I mean, he will lose friends. I don't know. Will his band will probably lose fans. I mean, there definitely are some downsides to this.
I find it difficult to believe long-term the band stays together. I find it hard to believe they don't replace him. Or
one person who's going through this emailed me yesterday and corrected me that the sound of his voice will not change. Hormones do not change. It has to do with your vocal cords stretching, and men's, I guess, stretch more when they hit puberty, and that's what creates the sound that your voice makes.
So he's going to be a woman still singing with a man's voice?
Yeah, but men go through that change, sometimes learn to speak in a higher voice.
Oh.
Just to create a more feminine sound.
So they can. But,
right.
Oh, I see.
And there's also a surgery that you can, I mean, if depending on how far down.
Yeah, he said it's pretty risky.
The surgery, where they actually shave down your Adam's apple. That's how they actually do it to make your voice change. But yeah, wouldn't that be bizarre? And again, we're going to take your calls if this is something that you're going through or have gone through at 1-800-520-1067. That would be kind of a strange way to live if – because he looks like a candidate of somebody who could look like a pretty good-looking woman. You know what I mean? Like, I think he'll blend in more than some transgenders that I have seen that just look like guys dressed as girls.
Yeah, he sort of has the look that he could be either one.
He has kind of delicate features a little bit. But how strange would it be for him and for the people he meets if he still talks like a man, if he still has the man's voice?
Hey, how's it going?
But again, you can pitch your voice up
if you choose to.
Yeah. There's a guy that works at a medical office that I go to where there's several doctors. And this one doctor, all of a sudden, he's got a ponytail and fingernails and a little eyeliner. And he's clearly making the change. And he's not much taller than me. And he's very small boned.
Right.
So he'll probably actually make a...
He'll pull it off?
Yeah, more or less. Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious to hear what the Kevin Bean transgender listeners have to say about this announcement. Another high-profile person coming forward and putting this kind of back in the headlines and having people think about it. But I'm really especially curious about what the transition process is like and how does it shake out with your friends and family and how do you feel about it afterwards? Let me read a couple more of the fine comments from K-Rock listeners, shall I?
Not all K-Rock listeners, by the way, but anybody that came to the site.
Some, right.
Yeah.
I've seen this before. It almost always ends up horribly for all parties involved. Really selfish behavior to turn on your wife like this. Maybe she's planning to do the same. Too funny. That's from Carl.
It would be funny if she became a man.
Calvin writes in, this guy's stupid. He needs mental help. John, he will still be trapped because he is suffering from a mental disorder. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
I would say way more than I thought of people who said mental illness.
Yeah.
Way more than I thought. Here's one. Picture caption, against me at the weenie roast. More like me against my weenie. Nice.
Wow.
Well done.
Is it just it bothers men so much, the idea that a guy would have that cut off? Is that the thing?
Well, I don't know because...
They can't get past that
in their head? I don't know because even with my job here, I'm most likely never going to run into him.
Right.
So what is everyone afraid of?
I don't know.
That's what I ask about most things that people get so worked up about that other people do. How does this affect you, whether this guy is a guy or a girl?
Well, it doesn't really.
It doesn't affect you at all, right?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get why everybody gets so upset. But
Jeff says, so sad to see this guy is mentally ill. I hope he gets better before he permanently alters him, her, or itself.
That's nice. Tender. That's a nice touch.
That's tender. Right. There's no such thing as a sex change, just genital mutilation and drug manipulation, says JC. It just goes on and on and on. So I'm sure if you are a transgendered person listening to the Kevin and Bean show right now, if you've already been through it or are going through it, you are familiar with comments like this. And I'm curious to know what that is like and where you find the strength to go forward and how difficult the transition is afterwards. So we're going to take a break and come back with your phone calls. We hope if you're awake, call us 1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean. Tom Gable surprised the music world Tuesday when he announced he is planning to live life as a woman from now on. Reading from USA Today, the Against Me singer, that's a punk band that we play here on K-Rock, will soon start taking hormones and undergoing electrolysis treatments, and he plans to eventually take the name Laura Jane Grace, he tells Rolling Stone, and he's going to remain married to his wife, Heather. So we're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you have been through the transgender process, and he acknowledges there's going to be some awkward times ahead. What's that like? That's what we want to know. Let's talk to Torin real quick. Sarah, please hang on. Alice, hang on as well. We will get to you. Torin is on line 2 and joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Torin. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? I got like 2 seconds, kind of.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so I'm a transgender, female to male. I've been on testosterone for about 6 months. And I'm not stealth, obviously, but I'm not, I don't really put it on blast or anything, but I don't see myself as a man. I see myself as a trans guy because, I'm eventually, in September, I'm gonna have top surgery. I won't have bottom surgery because it hasn't been, like, fully perfected yet. However, I accept the fact that I will never be completely a man. So I kind of see myself as a third gender.
So you guess that you're never going to see yourself as a male?
Maybe when I get older, and I'm only 6 months on testosterone.
Yeah.
So I'm, as you guys know, it's going through puberty all over again as a guy.
If I were to see you on the street, though, would I think you were a man?
Yep.
So you're living as a man. Are you much happier making the transition? I mean, has it been great for you?
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. You know, it was scary at first because, you get that what if, but, the more changes I see, the more I'm like, this was the right thing.
Are you attracted to men?
No. And that's a common thing that might happen. I'm not. I have a girlfriend.
Did you have a girlfriend before you started the transformation?
Yeah.
How'd that conversation go?
No, she met me as a female, but knew that I was. She met me 2 weeks before I started testosterone.
Oh, okay. So she was aware of what was going on.
Yeah, yeah. And she's totally cool. She's totally supportive about it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
You're lucky.
It was awesome. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
We know you got to go. We're going to take some other calls too. Thanks so much for the call, Torin. We appreciate it.
All right.
Let's talk to Sarah on line one. I had some doubts when I saw what was put on the screen, but according to Chip, it's for real. Sarah, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa. Nick.
Hi, Sarah.
What's happening in your family right now?
Oh, a whole lot. My daughter, at the age of two, declared that she, well, the pronouns get really kind of funky here, but at the age of two, she insisted she was a girl, and even though she was a boy at the time, mm-hmm. and biologically still is. And we went through, you know, doctors, pediatricians, psychiatrists, psychologists.
Wait, you did all that when she was two?
Well, starting at two, she insisted she was a girl. At four, she tried to cut off her penis. And declared that God wasn't that great because he'd made a mistake when he made her.
Wow.
So at six, she tried to run into traffic to kill herself because she didn't want to be who she was anymore. And that's when we started going, okay, something's very, very seriously wrong. And we started working with Children's Hospital, and they told us your child is transgender. So we began working with a specialist, a therapist, who said, you know, she really should transition now. And that was about when she was 6 years old.
Do you get the mental illness response from people a lot?
Yeah, and she was diagnosed first ADHD and then bipolar. And, you know, once we made the transition, all the behaviors, all the trying to hurt herself, all that kind of stuff stopped. And she became, you know, happy. You know, she's top of her class. Before, they thought she was dyslexic. She was, you know, failing out of first grade. And now she's at the top of her class.
Isn't
and
that amazing?
I'm so surprised to hear this story, Sarah, just because I thought, like so many other surgeries, doctors prefer that you've gone through puberty already before you start making any kind of radical changes in your body. But it just seemed so urgent, I guess, for your family. You had to do it then.
I haven't done surgery yet. Actually, she will be going on hormone blockers in about 6 months. She started to show signs of early puberty. So she'll go on hormone blockers in about six months. And then at the age of 16, when her brain is fully formed, she can make that decision if she wants to move forward with the surgery and the estrogen therapy.
So she's now living as a girl is essentially
she's living
what's
as
happening.
A girl.
Yeah.
Sarah, let me ask you this. You heard, if you were listening a few minutes ago, we were reading some of the KROQ.com comments about the Against Me singer, right? I mean, they were brutal. They basically wanted this guy killed. Because of the choice that he was making. Did you run into a lot of people who had super negative reactions to what you were doing with your daughter?
Actually, yes. We were featured on the Anderson Cooper Show in November about children trapped in the wrong bodies. Mm-hmm. We're also participating in a documentary called Trans. And after the show, I was astounded at the amount of hate there was. Somehow they found my email address on the internet, and I got death threats. I still get death threats, actually. But I got death threats. At least 20, 25 a day.
Well, at least that makes your life easier.
Oh, yeah. It made it really interesting.
Wow, that's crazy.
And at least they understand the whole story and where you're going to. So that's
exactly.
Good.
And the funny thing, too, is I'm a Christian, and my church is very supportive of, you know, our family and our choice.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people would quote Christian scripture at me, and I can throw it right back at them. So.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the hardest part is over. I mean, it sounds like you guys are well on the way toward making the change, and she's probably going to be a lot happier, and it'll work out, right?
I'm hoping so. I'm a little concerned about what it's going to be like in the teen years.
Of course.
Yeah. The thing is, she's such a different child than she was, you know, before we transitioned. She's happy. She's confident. I mean, she's just, it's like definitely having a different child, and
wow.
I don't regret it at all, and what I would say to people who think, oh, this is wrong and God didn't do this, well, and if you're going to think like that, then you probably shouldn't separate conjoined twins or fix congenital heart defects or fix cleft palates.
Right.
Yep. Great point. Thank you so much. Our best to your daughter. We appreciate the call, Sarah.
Thanks. So she actually loves you guys, too. So she listens.
Oh, great.
No, she has bad
Fantastic.
Taste. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk to Alice real quick. Alice is on line seven. And I wanted to get to her because she's like the wife of the singer. Tom Gable that we're talking about. Her ex-husband transition. Alice, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for holding on.
Hi.
First of all, how did the conversation go when it began?
Yes.
We already knew there was something wrong with the marriage, so I had already moved out, but we were legally married.
Oh,
and
I see.
So when we had the conversation, it was months after I had moved out of the house. But the conversation was actually very relieving because when you think there's something so horribly wrong with your marriage and then you find out that it's something simple, to me it was simple. And
there was nothing you could have really done. differently.
Exactly. And what I knew was going to happen was it was going to make him happier. And because he was a very, very sad person. And this is what the mother was trying to say, is that this is ultimately the way these people lead themselves to happiness. And I don't know why anybody would want to keep that from anybody else.
Are you still friends with,
make sense.
With ex-husband?
I certainly am. We were married at a very young age, and so I feel like we both had to do some growing up. And in his growing up, even though I asked him when he knew, he said he knew when he was born. So you have to realize that, you know, when people call it a mental illness, it really bothers me, because I feel like, you know, this is who he was from the beginning. And what they try to do is they will try to lie to themselves, lie to others to make everybody happy. And All it leads to is a lot of sadness.
So when he was growing up and a teenager and even into the adult years, when he met and married you, he was basically doing what he thought society wanted him to do, which is just live as a heterosexual straight man.
Absolutely. And if we all just are a little bit more understanding and a little bit more loving, if nothing else, we will make ourselves and other people happier, because nobody wants to live a lie. Nobody does. And nobody, if you think about how difficult this must be, nobody wants to do this to themselves, to their families, or to their friends. It's not an easy thing.
It's not fun
like,
for
you
them.
Don't go, you don't wake up one morning and think, I'm going to make life miserable for everybody I love.
Yeah. Did he lose any family or friends support as a result of the change?
You know, that's a good question for him or her now. But I honestly think that anybody and everybody who loves you enough and is important in your life sticks around, because you're still the same person.
Exactly. Alice, I'm so glad you called. Thanks very much for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Honda Civic Tour with Linkin Park and Incubus is coming up right around the corner. I mean, September 8th. What's that, next weekend? It's at the Home Depot Center. You can listen all day long. In fact, all week long here on K-Rock to give away. We're giving away tickets, including not only the show, but a private Linkin Park dress rehearsal. We have those for you on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Also, comedian Reggie Watts on the way, Jay Moore, and Dr. Drew.
I hate politics. I hate politicians. I hate people who are very political, because most of the time they're super extreme and they bug me.
Mm-hmm.
But this Mitt Romney looks like he's going to be the Republican candidate, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to be the nominee.
Certainly.
Now he's got his wife out there, Ann Romney, telling people that he's not quite as square as it would appear.
Well, here's what's happened, is that he's generally considered to be a pretty boring guy. And, you know, President Obama has that kind of cool factor, a lot of people say. You know, he's slow jamming the news and he's playing basketball. He's doing all these things. And Mitt Romney, some people's complaint is he's just a super rich white guy who's kind of out of touch with people and kind of square, as you mentioned. So, you know, his wife, apparently very personable, very likable. She's out there on the campaign trail saying, look, you don't know this guy. He seems button up. You know, that's what they do in politics, is they want to put you over here in a box or something like that. But if you got to know the guy, you'd realize he's the boy that I met in high school and fell in love with him. And he's crazy. He's a wild and crazy man, just dying to get out.
She used the words wild and crazy,
which. Look, I don't have anything against Mitt Romney.
I don't either.
I might even end up voting for the guy. But I look at him and I go, you know what? Not wild and crazy. I know that much.
Not one or the other.
I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd try to find a little bit more out about this story. And believe it or not, producer Dave has been able to line up the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States. Mr. Mitt Romney joins us on the phone for the first time on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Mr. Romney.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Very good.
Well,
thank
we're
you.
Fine, sir. I know you're extremely busy with the campaign. We very much appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you, and thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
You're talking about your wife and the comments that she made.
Yeah, Annie can be obviously she's my best friend, but she's out there telling people I'm a wild and crazy, and it's a little pressure on me, but I guess she knows me better than anybody, and I guess I do have that side of me.
You would consider that true?
You're
wild and crazy?
I'm certainly more fun and more crazy, more out there than the Democrats and the media would certainly have you believe.
I see. Okay.
Well, when you're doing campaign events, you're a little bit buttoned up. You're trying to stay on message. She says that if we got you away from those cameras and see how you just relate to regular folks, we'd be surprised at what a difference it makes.
Even on the campaign trail, I'm pretty out there.
You are?
I like to have a good time. I like to have a lot of fun. I forget where we were campaigning recently, and I was filling up the minivan at the gas pump.
Right.
And, of course, usually I like to, pump it until it's a very even amount with the how much you have to pay, you know, round it up to the nearest dollar, like $20, $21.
Right.
This time I just left it uneven. I didn't care. I was like,
are you kidding?
Like $20, like 73 cents.
Wow.
Renegade.
That's crazy.
Oh, I'll tell you, we had a good laugh about
that. I bet you did. That is insane. Slow down, Governor. Slow
and,
down.
The week before that, I was getting ready for a press announcement, and I was up pretty early, and I put on one of my favorite sweater vests. And I realized once I got to the local station where I was doing the publicity that I had put it on inside out.
No,
and you know what? I just left it.
You didn't leave it.
Yeah, I didn't change it. I just left it inside out. No, I don't think anybody knew, but I did.
That's
out there.
That is wild and crazy.
Oh.
What's that?
That's a little horn I like
oh,
to blow
I see.
Once in a while. little party favor I carry around because I'm wild and I'm crazy.
Right. See,
and I had that sweater vest on. It was no one. It was completely inside out.
Were you laughing the whole interview
to
yourself?
It was hard not to bust up, sure. I'll tell you, because here's this reporter, and she's like, blah, 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 Afghanistan, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, my sweater vest is inside out. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, we had dinner the other night, and, you know, we love our Jell-O. And
we were having dessert,
and we had a box of red and the cherry red and the lime also. And so Annie said, "Could you know get dessert ready?" And so I took the red box and I took the green box. I mixed them together.
Oh.
I made one. It was like a blue Jell-O. I don't even. I don't even know what flavor it was, but I'll tell you, I brought that out of the table. Oh, we had a good laugh about that. Like, whoa, what's this Jell-O? It's crazy.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you ask me to get dessert. You don't even know what's going to come out of the kitchen, you know?
Are you perhaps too wild and unpredictable to be trusted to be president? Now I'm getting a little bit nervous about you.
Some people think so. They think, oh, you know, Mitzi.
No one thinks that.
He's crazy. It's going to be a laugh a riot all the time at the White House with this guy. And
yeah, we need a steady hand in there, you know?
Well, but I think I know when the pull it back. I think I knew when to be serious and when to let loose, but
right.
I just want to let people to know it can be a good time around the old Mitster. So
sounds like it, yeah.
So keep that in mind when you're in the voting booth, you know, if you want to have a good time. Oh, yeah, I got a joke for you before I go. I got a joke for you.
Oh, a joke. Okay. I've never heard you tell a joke before.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Who's there?
A black person.
Nope.
That's right. Yeah, you got it.
What?
Nope.
The answer's nope?
Yeah.
No, I was just...
I like you. You're my kind of guy.
Oh, no.
I like you.
That's not what he meant.
You're a funny guy.
I don't want to be
I might put
kind
you on the campaign.
Oh, no.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. We're going to have to finish that conversation later.
We need another break.
We do.
Called Bean is F'd Up.
I'm not.
No,
all
you
right,
are.
Listen,
come on, admit
are.
That. That is.
You're
up.
Like Mitt Romney. You just said he has to even off when he's pumping gas. You also
but that's
have
reasonable.
To.
That just makes
why
sense.
Is it reasonable?
Because the whole universe goes all out of whack if you start buying $8.23 worth of gas.
Yes,
nobody
he wants
does.
That.
I do it all the time. The universe seems just about the same.
Well, you know, I use a credit card when I fill up, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
I guess
me too.
If you're paying cash, then I
no,
guess
no,
you
I'm talking
want
about a credit card. Yeah, I'm using a credit.
You
card.
Use a credit card.
Yeah, of
wait,
course.
So you're then using what a- possible difference could it make? What amount is what it costs to fill your tank?
No one wants to look at ugly numbers. Look, we've had this discussion before.
Ugly
Let's
numbers.
Move on. Reggie Watts coming up next, joining us. Very funny man here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew next hour, too. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Thursday.
Yes, you do.
We'll talk about ugly numbers another time.
Maybe tomorrow we can do ugly numbers. Call in with your ugly numbers, people.
Oh. Seven!
All right, thanks. Next caller.
Eight. Man, do I hate eight.
Hey, Victoria's Secret, they know a thing or two about being sexy, don't they?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, do you ever go into just a Victoria's Secret and just go up to the panty table there? They got a big table with panties.
I haven't
cut rate panties.
While.
Just go in there and just start stuffing them down your jeans.
No, ever I've
do
never
that?
Done that, no.
Oh, it's the best.
I've asked women to try them on, though.
I love that.
That kind of creeps them out.
I love Victoria's Secret. They've got a list of what is sexy. You know, that's one of their campaign advertising campaigns is what is sexy. We know what is sexy, and they show you a montage of their models wearing various undergarments, and it's they do know.
I hope it's never three models. I hope it's either two or four.
You don't want an ugly number of models. Here's their list of what is sexy for 2012. Are you ready?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Sexiest actress. Any guesses?
Scarlett Johansson?
Sophia?
No. Charlize Theron. How about that?
Oh.
Good call.
Sure.
Sexiest legs. Stacey Keibler.
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sexiest summer hair.
That's not a
summer
category.
Hair.
No, it's for the summer. This is for the summer coming up.
I have
so
no idea.
Who knows?
Come on. You know it's Ashley Benson.
Whoever that is.
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Sexiest lips, Amanda Seyfried.
Okay.
She does have pretty sexy
lips.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Sexiest eyes, Jennifer Lawrence. Sexiest curves, Amber Heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not a bad choice.
Hard That's to argue. All good.
Sexiest sense of humor?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. No, Emma Stone.
Sure. Oh, she's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. She's very funny.
Sexiest TV cast, Pretty Little Liars.
I don't watch that.
All right.
Sexiest songstress?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Katy Perry?
No, Britney Spears, they say.
What?
Nope.
No.
Britney Spears. Okay, now they just... Hit me, baby, one more time, Britney Spears, maybe.
Sexiest up-and-coming knockout?
Up-and-coming knockout.
It's an actress on the rise, actress? A movie actress on the rise.
Movie actress.
I think they nailed it, too. It's pretty strong.
I don't know.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She looks better than you would have thought.
I don't understand that.
When they were younger, you go, hmm.
Well, this is neither of the Olsen twins. This is their other sister, Elizabeth, who's now making movies.
That you never even saw until she was an adult.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Okay. And sexiest tweeter.
Sexiest tweeter.
Dave's going to be very happy about this.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell. She is. She. Oh, I love her twits. They're so sexy.
It was tweets, Lisa. That's the way Dave says tweets.
Did I mention the sexiest eyes was Jennifer Lawrence from...
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's right. She's hot.
I do, too.
And there's not on the list? Lady Gaga. Whoever she will be on The Simpsons when they do their season finale on May the 20th. It's an episode called Lisa Goes Gaga. If you'd like to see what she looks like animated, you can go to therap.com. That's rap with a W. They have a sneak peek of the episode, so you can check it out there.
Okay, you were born Stephanie Jeremiah. Why did you change your... How did you come up with Lady Gaga?
Good point.
I don't have to listen to you. You're a dog.
You know, The Avengers is the biggest hit in movie history, but not everyone likes it.
Okay,
not everyone. Did I say the Indians were upset with them?
Yes.
Because of the scenes that take place in Calcutta, and Bruce Banner's treating the lepers, and they said it makes it look like they're all slum, no millionaire.
Right.
Now the Pentagon... turns out, was not happy with the Avengers. They were supposed to work with them on the film, provide them with some military technology and some vehicles for help them film, but they backed out. They left at the last minute.
Huh.
Because they didn't agree with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Apparently a movie about...
do they know it's
Norse
not real?
Norse gods and super soldiers and flying suits they found was too unrealistic.
Have they heard of fiction?
We couldn't reconcile the unreality of this international organization and our place in it. Said the Defense Department's Hollywood liaison. To whom did S.H.I.E.L.D. answer? Did we work for S.H.I.E.L.D.? We hit that roadblock and decided we couldn't do anything with this film. They were too perplexed by the politics of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hmm.
So they backed out of the project. Here's your tax dollars at work right there.
Very savvy analysis right there.
And now the group that represents adopted orphans, they're upset with the Avengers.
Come on.
Because at some point, Iron Man makes a joke about Loki being Thor's brother. And
yeah.
Thor says, well, he's adopted.
Right.
As if that's a bad thing.
Right.
And so now the adopted people.
Right.
The rights of adopted
so the made
activists.
Up, the made-up Norse god?
Said a made-up joke about...
A made-up brother?
About a made-up brother. And they took offense.
Come on, people.
So the adopted Americans of the world, whatever their group is called.
Stop it.
They're very upset. Today's celebrity birthdays. Bono of U2 is 52 years old today. Danny Carey of Tool. He's their drummer. He's 51. Richard Patrick of Filter is 44 years old. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live and Kenan and Kel is 34. Odette Annable.
Yes.
From House,
yes.
And Breaking In, 27 years old today. And Young MC!
Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served in your stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance. But then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust a move.
Yeah, come on, fatso.
Just bust a move.
Young MC is 45 years old today. I don't know how much longer he can keep calling himself Young MC. That's all I got to say. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Speaking of Gautier, that man singing that song right there, he stopped by the Coachella house a couple of weekends ago. We had that K-Rock Coachella house, which, by the way, I think your prediction was correct, Kevin. We did not get the security deposit back.
Yeah, we usually don't.
I think they burned that mother down after K-Rock moved out after the weekend. But anyway, he did a great webcast performance that you can see streaming today free at krock.com. If you want to see Gautier live, that'll be on our website today at noon. It's Reggie Watts, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here on the Kevin Beach Show. Hey, Reggie, how are you?
Je suis good.
Huh? You're sweet good. Your afro entered the room about 40 minutes before you did. And I know you you must be so tired of people coming at it, but how can we not? We've never seen anything in person as majestic as your mane.
That is a giant afro. That is a spectacular afro.
Well, I'm trying, guys.
I envy you. You were telling us during that song that sometimes when you go through security, they want to check out all that hair to make sure there's nothing hiding in there.
Yeah, they
but
do.
But they make you do it?
Well, it's funny. So they used to. I think they probably changed the policy or something like that. It's weird. But, like, yeah, they have me run my own hands through my hair, and then they take a swab of my hands to make sure there's no explosive traces.
But they have gloves.
I know.
They're afraid to touch your hair?
I don't know. I think
the hell?
I think there maybe it's a safety thing. Maybe it's like, you know, like the legendary Halloween apple razor blade thing. You know, it's like I put like a bunch of sharp
razor blades
objects.
There. Yeah.
Like, ah! You know, I'm like, that serves you for being who you are and having a job.
I think they probably don't. I think people wouldn't like security to put their fingers in your hair. I think that's why they're doing it, for the customer.
I think
and his safety.
Well,
it's
definitely feels good.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you do that some more?
Give me a massage totally. While you're at it. Right?
I think you missed some. I think there might be some explosive powder. Maybe like
I have a ball fro. They were refused to put their hands through that as well.
Or what if you had like just a psychic fro? They're just kind of like in the air. They're like, well, I can see it. No one else can.
Reggie Watts is here for a number of reasons. A, he is performing at the Fonda. That show is coming up on Wednesday, May 30th. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. 8 o'clock show at the Fonda on May 30th, and then you have a live. At Central Park comedy special that is going to be premiering on Comedy Central. Now, is this correct? It's tomorrow night at 1 o'clock, so technically Saturday morning at 1 a.m. Is that when it airs? And how do you get such a great time slot being such a famous comedian?
Well, I'm always shooting for all the best time
Everybody
slots.
Everybody wants that 1 a.m. spot.
Man, it was so many fights, and a couple people have been seriously injured. No, I think it's because I have profanity in it.
Oh, I see.
And also on top of that, I think the cool thing is they don't want to edit it.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That is cool.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But and they can get away with anything at that hour of the night. They can put, you know, F-word or whatever they want, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, the first special that I had, I was kind of worried about it because there's, you know, I have this, like, kind of semi-famous song that I do that's pretty much all just swearing pretty much the whole time. But I was actually hoping that they would play it at a normal hour but beep it. Because I just wanted to hear just
all
beep, 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 beep. It's like, what does the message sound like? What does it mean in teletyping, telegraphing?
Now, when you do live at Central Park is, you know, the biggest venue there is in New York City, for God's sakes. It's the type of place where 500,000 people show up.
Yeah.
But you were just on a bench in Central Park just talking into a GoPro or something, right?
Of course. Yeah.
You took it high tech right away.
Yeah, I had an iPod dock.
Sweet.
And a couple little different adapters.
Now you do a lot of music, right? As well, I see you're a beatboxer. You're listed as a beatboxer.
Yeah. I know it's always a little deceiving because like people say like, oh, he's a beatboxer, and so they immediately think like hip hop and stuff like that.
Right.
But I don't listen to any hip hop. So it's weird.
That's odd.
It's kind of odd.
What do you put on your IRS form? Beatboxer?
Yeah, I put entertainment boxer.
Just tell like, me, what was your earliest beatbox memory?
Oh, man, that's easy. Easy.
Well, tell me.
Well, was, you want
no, yes, yes.
No, no, just kidding. No, Fat Boys, of course.
Okay.
Fat Boys. Yeah. That was the first time I heard it.
You loved what they were doing, but then at some point you grew out of love with hip hop. Stopped listening to it.
Well, it wasn't that I grew out of love. It's just that it started turning into like club hop. You know what I call club hop and like pop hop. It just turned into just people bragging about their their income and properties and things like that, and then also assigning property value to humans as well. But like I just got tired of it. I just thought it was unimaginative. The beats are always good. Production's incredible. And it's not to say that there isn't great hip hop. Of course there is, but like it's not celebrated. I mean, before you had like Tribe Called Quest, N.W.A. like on the radio, And right, yeah. Now it's, you know, generally what you hear is like, you know, it's fine, but it's just, for me, I'm like, eh, I'm not really that interested.
So you don't get moved by Jay-Z and Kanye and guys like that?
I think that they have great beats, and I think that there's some great tracks and stuff like that, but I don't know. I think that there's other stuff I'm interested in, but the cool thing is I don't have to electively listen to it. I'm going to hear it anyway. So.
Yeah, well, you don't have
that's
a choice.
True. That's true. That is true. I don't want to bring everybody down, but didn't the human beatbox, he died, the fat boy human beatbox, right? Didn't he die a few years ago?
Is that true?
I think we lost
maybe.
Him.
I think we lost maybe so.
I don't know, but there's an opening if that's the case.
Yeah, well, I'm right in there.
Now, Reggie Watts is here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Now, I noticed that one of the fine array of Reggie Watts things that I can buy on the internet is a Live at Third Man album. Now, is that the Jack White label? Is that?
Yeah, the very same.
Okay, yeah. So how's that work? How do you get hooked up with Jack White? Because he has, he can sign whoever he wants, but he has a very bizarre stable of artists over there at his little label.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how it went down. Oh, you know it was a Conan tour. It was when Conan performed at Third Man.
Okay,
and when he did, I didn't even do anything for that thing. It was just Conan who performed, but I remember like just liking the place and the kind of philosophy, and then I asked the general manager there. I was like, well, how could I do like a live recording here? It'd be amazing. I was just thinking like just to do it there, and then she's like, well, you know, ask Jack. If Jack's into it, then you know it's all go. And I saw Jack there, and I just had a really quick conversation. Just said like, I really like this place. I'd love to do a live thing, whatever. And he seemed cool. And then months later, I ran into him by accident at the Ace Hotel in New York. And he remembered me, and then maybe 3-4 weeks after that, there was an email saying that he was interested in having me come down and perform. So it was like really weird, smooth, organic.
Just ask him.
Yeah, just to ask him.
And isn't this weird, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, because I noticed that your Live at the Third Man album is sold out. It's unavailable. But doesn't he find artists that he loves that he thinks are incredible, and then he records them, puts them out vinyl only in limited edition so that virtually no one will ever hear them, right? That's his MO?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, vinyl side, but you know, I think that there is an iTunes component later on. You just don't get the physical thing, which, you know, is a nice thing to have. But I think that sometimes the music is released digitally.
Oh, good. So in other words, I can find Smurfs Is People Too from that record by you, right?
I certainly would hope so. It's a very important
And do you like
message.
Pterodactyls, another smash hit from that album.
Another important political message. Yes, I'm hoping.
So when people come to see you, for folks who have not been to the Reggie Watts show, like they go to the Fonda. Is it a certain component is stand up and then some of it is improv music, or how does it work? What's the percentage of what you do up there?
Well, you know, it depends on the gig, but I would say that on average, if I get to have like my own hour or my own hour and a half or whatever, I it's usually probably kind of 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it slides back and forth because if people are really digging the music, or if I'm in like more of a music mood, then I'll stick more to music, or if I'm feeling more talkative, I will. But I would say generally it starts at about 50-50.
Were you a musician first?
I was.
Thank you.
Whatever that was, I was.
Thank you.
Definitely was.
There's a cross between a magician and a musician.
Thanks for cutting me off. That actually helped me a lot.
Now, I have heard, and tell me if this is true, that rarely
right,
have we heard
laughing.
A guest laugh as much as that.
All right, take it easy.
But see, we're all used
Ooh,
to Kevin.
That happens to me all the time.
I know, but
it doesn't anymore.
That was gold.
All right. And Reggie's thinking in the back of his mind, he's thinking, this is a professional guy on the radio in Los Angeles?
I never thought that.
I've heard that you do not have a set list when you show up on stage. Is that true?
That is true, yes. Sometimes I'll carry someone else's set list up there.
Sweet.
Just to say I have a set list.
Like the Rolling Stones or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, I got this Boston 1987. No, I don't, you know, I can't remember things, so I just tend to not worry about that.
And is okay. Some of it you just feel the vibe of the room and just work off that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of it is just like what my day's been like, who I see and what I run into and what I hear. And I just know that as I'm approaching the microphone, I just hope that something interesting happens, you know, that in my head. So as long as I can start, usually it's fine.
Were you a musician first?
I was.
Yes!
God, man, that's so
it
cool.
Was close, I know. Yeah.
It was close. I know.
Take two.
I got it. Let me try it again.
Now, right. Kevin, is your thought that we're going to edit that yes. in post and it'll sound great on the air? Because yeah. I have bad news for you.
When we get on the air, then it'll all change. All right, we need to take a break. Reggie Watts is here, and we will be...
Don't make me play it in front of the guests.
Play it in front of the guests.
Don't make me play it with the guests listening.
Reggie, we'll let you decide. You want to hear the new moment with Kevin or not?
Yeah, let's hear the moment.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Were you a musician first?
I was.
Thank you.
Whatever that was, I was. Thank you. Definitely was.
They prostitute a magician and a musician.
Thanks for cutting me off. That actually helped me a lot.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I would like us to play something else of the moment.
Hey, this is his time. Let's not cut it to Reggie's time.
Something really impressive.
No. Reggie Watts is in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is performing at the Fonda coming up on Wednesday night, May 30th at 8. Tickets available through Ticketmaster right now. Sounds like a lot of fun. Reggie Watts live at Central Park Comedy Special tomorrow night on Comedy Central. And Comedy Bang Bang is premiering in a couple of weeks on Friday, June 8th on the IFC. Now, we have a clip we want to play from this Comedy Bang Bang of you and John Hamm. What's going on and what we're about to hear, and how does that tie into what Comedy Bang Bang's all about?
It's a clip, basically, like when we were filming the show. At some point, usually later on in the day, they would ask the main guest to do an improvised song with me. And, this was kind of like later in the day, and John was like tired. Everybody was tired.
No, you can't tell he's tired.
No, not at all. Not with him leaning on the couch the way he is. But, so anyways, that's what it was. I just thought of like the taxi theme because it was in my head all day, and I just did like a little loop with that, and then he did his magic over that.
Would you call it magic?
Sure.
I could watch you all day. This is a song called Taxi. It's based loosely on the 1970s sitcom Taxi. Alex Riga. Alex Riga. Judd Hirsch. Alex Riga.
He's got nothing.
Our hero, a taxi driver.
He needs to keep his day job, right?
Yeah. Don Draper's not going anywhere. So you make everybody on the show has to rap, or how's it work, Reggie?
Yeah, everybody's got to drape it. No,
know that 99% of the people in the world can't do that, right? You know that that's a very difficult skill.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, it just has to be something musical. I mean, it could just be, you know, talking about something, but some of the guests just destroyed. You know, they were like, you didn't know that they were musically gifted. And
the list of people that you have on the show is absurd.
I know.
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
Michael Cera. Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
John Hamm.
Oh,
Ed Helms.
God.
Amy Poehler. Seth Rogen. Paul Rudd. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's crazy, this
Insane.
List.
I know.
It's going to be on Friday, June 8th on the IFC, the Independent Film Channel. So make sure and check that out. That sounds insane.
It
who
is
was, who had less musical in them than you thought they would? Like, who was the worst?
Yeah, who is the absolute worst person in
They're
general?
They're anti-musical. Seth Rogen?
Hard. Rogen was difficult, but he's just such a jolly guy that it didn't really matter.
Did you have Weird Al? That's cheating.
Yeah, Weird Al, and
that was Galifianakis. Cheap. What about him? Does he have any kind of?
I don't think he did. I don't think we.
He didn't do anything.
I don't think
musical?
We did anything. Yeah, I think he's a very, very particular guy.
Yes.
My favorite thing about him is like the makeup lady comes in and goes, "Well, I'm your makeup lady." He's like, "Nah, that's cool. I think I'm good." Like, okay. Like, that's how he rolls.
He's a weird.
A wardrobe dude. Comes in later. He's like, "Nah, I'm cool with what I'm wearing." Okay.
I love that about him.
That was great.
Well, this sounds fantastic. What is it, an hour-long comedy special? Or?
I think it's half an hour. Yeah, it's half an hour.
Let's just have Kevin keep asking questions till we get another moment.
How
with.
Dare you?
Just keep throwing them out there, man. Just as fast as you can.
Superfluous. You. Superfluous.
Hey, Reggie, will you, because you come from such a strong musical background, will you ever go back? Do you ever miss doing, you know, quote-unquote legitimate or straight-to music as well?
You know, when I did that Third Man Records thing, I kind of got re-inspired to do music again. I mean, because essentially I did music for a long, long time. So I did music for maybe 13 years while I was in Seattle the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And
you have to if you're in Seattle.
You have to. It's just a prerequisite. You got to be in some garage band of some sort and, you know, eat burritos. But, so I did a lot of music. And then when I decided to go into comedy and go solo, I kind of had to play catch up, you know, with comedy. So I had to go hardcore comedy. And there is music in what I do. But then when I went to Third Man Records, I ran into all these amazing musicians and people that are passionate about music. And that got me excited about trying to go for it again. So
do you know our friend Tim Minchin?
Yes, I do. Very well.
Because you guys have almost identical stories, you know, in terms of the music and then the comedy. And then, you know, kind of straddling both worlds. It's just amazing that you can be good at both of them, though.
Well, yeah. And Tim is an incredible virtuosic piano player.
Yeah.
And he's
ridiculous.
He's more of a songwriter than I am.
But he also has your hair, though.
He does have my hair. And yesterday I was wearing eyeliner on Conan. So I know, so I'm slowly becoming mentioned. I just need to shed like 80 pounds and I'll be okay.
If you shed the 80 pounds and then we saw you and Tim mentioned on a street somewhere, we would insist that you were both homeless.
There, yes.
Really
yes, yes.
You both look totally homeless. Well, it's barefoot. So fun to finally meet you. You know, we have been aware of you for a long time and fans of what you do, and it's great that you're going to be in town. The Fonda Show sounds like fun on May 30th. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster, then the special tomorrow night, and then Comedy Bang Bang we're going to be watching on IFC June 8th. Please come back and see us, Reggie Watts.
Anytime, man.
Thanks for coming.
I'm fairly used to feeling inadequate, you know, being bean and all.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing Reggie's afro, I'm really inadequate. I got nothing going on upstairs compared to that man. That is powerful.
His afro is like three times the size of a volleyball. What are you, in a fighter jet, Drew?
Dr. Drew, are you on a plane right now? What's going on?
Not up here. Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, don't take us off the speakerphone, even if you're driving.
You're off.
Okay. I want to get a ticket on your way.
Where are you, Drew? What are you doing right now? You heading to one of your many jobs?
I'm doing another season of Celebrity Rehab, except this season without celebrities.
Right.
We just had a patient has a seizure, and I'm rushing over there again. It's been very intense this year. It's
gonna
Yeah, much more sick people medically and psychiatrically, but they're great patients. And they're really motivated. It's going very well,
except for that,
We don't want to keep you away from anything that's more important, but do you have 3 minutes for us on your ride?
You bet.
Okay. We've been talking a lot this week, and I'm sure it has come up on your HLN show as well, Doc, about Tom Gabel, the frontman for the Against Me punk band, who announced this week that he is going to start transitioning into life as a woman. And I'm sure that you have encountered this between Loveline and your practice. What's the rocky road like ahead for him?
Oh, goodness. Very complicated topic, and I'm certainly in no position to speak on behalf of that community or am I an expert in it, but I have come across it quite a bit, and it's hard to get your head around. And the really, when I first encounter it, one of the most difficult and sort of surprising aspects of most of the patients I came into, and apparently it's a significant percentage when I first came across it, is the male to female transgenders, transsexuals, are often becoming female to be lesbians.
Yes. That's what he says. He says, I'm not attracted to men. I'm attracted to women.
Right. It's very bizarre. I almost had to get a blackboard out and go, wait a minute. You're cutting the penis off. You're with women now, and you're going to cut your penis off so you can be with women.
Yes.
But when you think about it, I mean, who else could be? Lesbian is a certain construct of a human being, and if that's what you're attracted to, you're only going to be with a lesbian if you're a female, which is,
I guess,
makes some sense. But, yeah, it's a very lengthy process. It's easier to go male to female than female to male. So I think everyone's aware of the Chaz Bono situation was well documented, and sort of people have seen what he went through. But that's a much more difficult transition because the surgeries really aren't that good for that. While the male to female, that's been pretty well perfected. I mean, some will say that they're so satisfied with the surgical transitions that they really can't tell that it's not a male.
Wow. Well, this Tom Gabel, he happens to be married to a woman named Heather, and they have a 2-year-old child together. And the plan as of now is that they are going to stay together. And
good. That's nice for the kid. But let's be fair. The kid's gonna. Ooh, that's gonna be hard. Got some explaining to do.
Sure it's going to be tough for a lot of people to get their, you know, to get their heads around. I'm sure it's tough for his parents. It's going to be tough for their fans. We were having a conversation about, you know, he's a singer, a professional singer in a rock band. What does he have to do to change his voice to sound like a woman's? Otherwise, he's singing punk rock with a band looking like a woman, sounding like a man.
That's a look right there. That'll work.
That's a little bizarre.
But remember, they take large doses of estrogen, and that changes their voice. I mean, you've heard – transgenders, transsexuals, they still sound kind of peculiar in terms of female voice, but it sounds female, and sometimes it sounds very female. And, it's funny, Kroll and I used to come to this a lot back in the earlier days of Loveline, And he would get all upset saying, why is this different than saying I'm a three-armed man caught in a four-armed body, in a four-limb body, and I want to cut my arm off? Why is that different than I want to cut my penis off? But it is different because the identification with your sexual and gender identity is something more complex than just how many limbs you have.
Mm. These people, before they make a decision to change their gender, are conflicted. In many cases, they're miserable, suicidal. We talked to a parent earlier today who has a little girl who, from the time she was two, knew that she was in the wrong body. At one point, tried to cut off her own penis back when she was a boy.
Wow.
Are they always happier after they have the surgery, or are they still? Do they still have demons because of this gender dysphoria, doctor?
They often, not typically, but often have a lot of serious ongoing mental health issues, and some are very happy. Some do make the transition and are really grateful they did it and happy. And as you bring up, they're aware of this dysphoria about their gender. Early on, like they'll say, you know, when I was four or five, I was aware of this and I just couldn't do anything about it. And, you know, for me, Cher, believe it or not, when she was talking about Chaz, sort of summarized this in the most poignant way I'd ever heard discussed. She should have brought me around a little bit, too, I got to tell you. She said, look, she goes, I love being a woman. I love being in my body. I love doing female things. I can just imagine how horrible it would feel if I felt like I was a man in this body, and I hated that. That would be awful. And she's right. It's a sad, sad tale.
All right. Let me ask you one more question. And this is the voice of our friend Dr. Drew here on the phone for his weekly visit on the Kevin and Bean Show, host of Loveline on K-Rock and the HLN Show. And that is, we put up a post yesterday. Lightning put up a post on K-Rock.com about this story with Tom Gable. We have hundreds of comments, most of whom are people who you cannot believe, doctor, how hateful they are and how much, you know, they're doing nothing but calling him a freak show and on and on and on. Why do people have such a visceral reaction against somebody making a change like this for their own well-being?
Yeah. You're asking me a question that I'm not sure. I imagine somebody has an answer to that, but I've thought about that a lot and I don't have an answer. And, you know, we live in a country where you're supposed to be egalitarian and leave people alone, let them live their own lives. And yet when people do anything that's the least bit alternative, it's a strange how people become attacking.
Yeah.
Who cares?
People who will never come in contact with them in any way.
Yeah, not only attacking, but I'm surprised Kevin's not one of them, frankly.
How dare you?
But not only attacking, but these people are suffering, and really you want to pile on and make things worse for them? It's whatever. They're trying to struggle with their things, and this is the way they decide to solve it. The medical community is signing on to it. Maybe they're wrong. Maybe this isn't the way to approach it, but it seems to be helping some people.
All right. Good luck with your patient, doctor, and thank you for the time, sir.
You. Okay, guys. See you.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
What are you eating?
What are you eating?
Blow Pop. I thought I'd be done. I thought it would be more gummy by now. It's not quite.
You're on the air for such a little period of time. There's so much time you could be eating.
Jay Moore.
You'll join us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday.
Can we hear that moment with Kevin again? The one, the freshly made, freshly baked one with Reggie Watts today?
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Were you a musician first?
I was.
Thank you.
Whatever that was, I was.
Thank you.
Definitely was.
Thanks
that.
For cross between a magician and a musician. Thanks for cutting me off. That actually helped me a lot.
That was a moment with Kevin.
And by the way, we had to trim out Reggie's laugh, which went on for about another 3 minutes.
Yeah, good.
Funniest
He's
thing
like
ever.
Us. He enjoys fail.
Yeah, but he had never witnessed Kevin before.
Very few guests, though, have mocked right to my face out loud, funny as hell.
Openly.
Which I appreciate about him.
Yeah, very strong.
Time for the showbiz beat.
Let's take a look at the showbiz news. Tessa Gordon, a 17-year-old, has been charged with criminal possession of marijuana after the cops found a minimal amount on her person Friday afternoon. This ordinarily wouldn't be a big story, except Tessa claims she's Jack Nicholson's daughter.
Yay!
Does he know about that?
We're going to find out. Tessa's mom claims to have had a relationship with Jack back when she was a 20-year-old waitress. He's never publicly confirmed Tessa is his daughter, but she claims that he knows and has been taking care of his daughter. Let's see, possession of marijuana? Yeah, sounds like it could be Jack's. She could be Jack's kid, mm-hmm, that's for sure. So we'll have to wait and see whether Jack steps up and admits this or not. But
how many kids must he have? Think about it. Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Come on.
Over the years, he certainly
I would
has,
imagine.
He's famous for not enjoying condoms. That's for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They once said, my doctor told me I had a better chance of getting hit with a safe than I did of getting AIDS.
He said that, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he doesn't use them.
Wow.
Hope a safe doesn't land on him.
No kidding.
That's for sure. Johnny Depp is in the new movie Dark Shadows, which I'm looking forward to, despite the fact that it's not getting great reviews. However, as Barnabas Collins, the head vampire of the Collins family in that movie, he had to wear impossibly long nails. You know what that means when you have long nails?
No.
In Hollywood, it means you need a poop wrangler.
No.
You need someone to help you go to the bathroom.
No.
No nails so long you can't wipe yourself?
That's
no,
right.
That's not a job.
So you need a team.
That's not a job.
It no. Follows you to the bathroom no. and helps you in all of your bathroom needs.
Not acceptable.
Nine!
It's true. Who else was just saying they needed one? I think Elizabeth Banks, maybe for Hunger Games.
All right, now I'm in.
She needed a wrangler, and women need wranglers twice over. I mean, a guy, you can say, all right, just pull it out for me. I can handle the rest myself, even for number one. But if you're a lady, you need dabbing in all regions.
Oh, that's gross.
The worst.
No.
How do you get that job?
You get put right at the bottom of the list and everybody hates you?
I think I was doing what a terrible battle with Patton Oswalt the week we talked about the Elizabeth Banks. And he's like, yeah, I'm the wiper. I'm Elizabeth Banks' wiper. What, and leave show business?
Wow.
Johnny said after making 10 movies with Tim Burton, he always finds a way to inflict some form of torture in him while they're filming. And apparently this was the one on Dark Shadows.
Wow.
The long, long Look, nails.
I don't care how much you love the movies. Don't use, if you're asked to be the wiper, just say no.
I'm
you
out.
Say, I'm going to go do something else with my life. Right?
I don't know, but I got a new question for our interns next time we get some new interns here on the show. What are you willing to do to work here at the Kevin and Beach?
Beer Mug did it.
That's a terrible idea.
Beer Mug didn't wipe. He licked.
Well, yeah. Just to test if it what it was, and it turned out to be.
Wait, Ralph, what's my name? Beemel?
You just try and make fun of him.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah. No matter what I said, you licked poop. That's all we need to know about this conversation. So don't worry about it.
Did he say a word wrong? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know what? I could say all the words wrong. You know what I still haven't done this morning? Licked any poop.
I stand corrected.
You're on thin ice to start criticizing people's jobs, my friend. And in the world of art, an Andy Warhol painting sold for $37 million yesterday.
Oh, this economy.
This economy's crippled.
Turn around. Yeah.
It's called the Double Elvis. It's not even really a painting. It's a print. It's an image that he did of Elvis Presley from one of his movies.
It's not an original?
No. It's a print of Elvis Presley as a cowboy, and then there's sort of a shadow image of that printed next to it, and that's why it's called the Double Elvis.
Kind of a famous image, though.
What's that?
Kind of a famous image for Warhol.
Yeah, but he took it's a copy. It's a print of a photograph that he altered slightly,
right?
And printed.
Yeah,
Bean does not like he sound took
so, that's $37,000
million dollars
$37 million.
It's not like he took paint to, and brush to canvas and worked on this over a year. He printed it out.
What the hell?
And someone paid $37 million for it, yes.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Look, I like Warhol. I think he was an innovator and an interesting dude, but that's a lot of money for
Obviously.
A copy of a picture that was
hey,
altered
that,
slightly.
That Scream from last week was one of four, and it sold for, what, $130 million
Yeah, but
or
they were
like
paintings
that.
At least. Some dude had to actually do it.
But there are four of them, for God's sake.
But that was the
you know
good
what
one.
I mean?
The one
that was the good one.
The good one went for the big money. Yeah.
Look, the richest people are still rich.
That's true.
That's what we're learning here.
Richie Rich. Today's celebrity birthdays, Odette Annable from House and Breaking In is 27 years old today. Kenan Thompson from Kenan and Kel on Saturday Night Live is 34 years old. Richard Patrick of Filter turns 44. Young MC is 45 years old today. Danny Carey of Tool turns 51. And Bono celebrates his 52nd birthday. To celebrate, he's going to send a cake to Africa.
A cake.
Yeah, he doesn't eat his own cake.
Huge cake.
He sends it to poor people and says, I want you to eat up this cake. Cause there's a lot of people in the world who are eating cake, and you don't have any, so here's some cake for you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Keep listening. Just a few minutes from right now, we're going to hook you up with tickets for the Honda Civic Tour. It's Lincubus, Lincoln Park and Incubus together on September 8th at the Home Depot, plus Lincoln Park's dress rehearsal. KROQ.com has your details, your chance to win in minutes. How about funny man Jay Moore? Back on the Kevin and Bean Show on the phone. Hi, Jay.
Yes, with it. We Are Young. How long before that song is a commercial for a sandals resort?
That's a great question. Jay Moore is going to be at the Irvine Improv doing his very popular live. What?
Tonight,
yes, tonight with comedian Daryl Wright. It's going to be $25, Irvine Improv. Tickets are available now if you want to see Jay. Now, the last time we had you on, you were talking about how you were going to be playing Ontario, and it had been a long time since you'd been out that way. How did it go, Jay?
It went really, really great. They were awesome.
Really?
Much respect to the IE, the 909, the Inland Empire, Fontucky, Rivertucky, and Ontariotucky. We had a great time. For real, it was really awesome.
Good. Because you were kind of saying, hey, look, you don't go out there that much because you don't know if you'll sell any tickets out there. So the people did show up. That's great.
There was probably a 25%. There was a definite 25% increase.
All right. Fantastic.
Now, that's all I needed.
Now, Jay, let me ask you this question because it sounds like you're running your schedule like I run mine, which is to say I have no idea what I'm doing. Yesterday, you called and you said, hey, I have a show tomorrow night. Can I come on the show? I don't know. What time? Like noon, 2, 3, 4?
No, it was like 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
Who runs their schedule like that?
No, me. I'm an idiot. I'm running this podcast empire now, the Fake Mustache Studios. I got Raffy May coming on board. I got the Crab Feast, Ryan Tickler's podcast. I started my own label. Kevin Smith was super great to me and let me go and help me out, help me get set up. So I'm excited about it. But tonight I did a podcast. Tonight me and Daryl are doing stand-up, and we're going to do a meet and greet, and there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff.
Stand-up tonight with Daryl Wright at the Irvine Improv. $25. That's a deal.
My son only falls asleep in the car. Did you do that with your kids?
I've heard that. You literally have to put them in the car and drive them around because you can't get them to sleep any other way. Is that what you're doing right now?
Well, yeah. $4 a gallon. The kid's won. He's already into me for like $9,000.
I don't think
he gets a free ride to college or he's going to be handling luggage at the airport.
Yeah, you're not. You're not going to get that money back, Jay.
God, he's amazing.
Jay, is this bad timing for you to be at the Irvine Improv tonight instead of at the real party, which is President Obama at George Clooney's house? How did you not get an invitation to that one?
Well, I'm going there, too.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, I'm doing the improv. That's the thing, is I'm going to take everybody tonight at the Irvine Improv. I'm going to do about an hour and a half of stand-up. Daryl Wright will do a half hour, and then we're all going to Clooney's house. Isn't that in your notes?
No, I don't see it here anywhere.
Know that.
Look, Mitt Romney's got a lot going for him. Mostly the color of Barack Obama's skin. That really, for Republican voters, is Mitt Romney's best quality.
But that didn't stop Obama last time. So come on now.
Yeah, Barack Obama's my biological father.
That's what I understand.
Yeah. Greg Williams got Lisa Mae pregnant. She's going to have a dwarf baby. Every baby's born a dwarf. Some of them grow out of it.
How far?
I swear to God, my one-year-old just woke up and left.
Your one-year-old is going to think that Tracy Morgan is his father. I suspect that you talk as Tracy Morgan more than you do Jay Moore.
He's laughing. I wish you guys could. Y'all are not too tender, Mario.
Don't tell your one-year-old son you're going to get him pregnant.
He is pregnant. He's got a big old belly on him. Looks like a can ham under his shirt. I moved along with my back last night.
Can you imagine being Jay Moore's son?
No.
You know what? That's a good gig, man. I'm a good daddy. And I don't believe in spanking kids. I think you should hit your kids. But
you think I should hit my kids, but not
no,
you?
No, everybody. Oh, everybody else. Because there's some kids out there that really are just horrible.
I hear you.
Yeah. It's always other people's kids, Jay. We all know that. Come on.
But though, if you have a daughter and you spank her, there's something really wrong with you. Like, if you can pull a little, like, I don't know, something, it really freaks me out. It's like, I spanked my daughter. Really? You put a little girl over your knee, look down at My Little Pony underpants, and whack her, then there's a special room for you in hell.
That does seem bad, yeah.
That's why there's the wooden spoon. Girls will always tell you, oh, when I was a kid, I got hit with the wooden spoon. That's because Daddy knew if he put his hands on you, he'd have to go away.
Jay Moore is at the Irvine Improv tonight with Daryl Wright, irvineimprov.com. Hey, before we say goodbye, how far are you going to have to drive for this nap? I mean, do you just get in the car and do like 4 hours, or what's the plan here,
Jay?
Well,
he's up now. I've been driving since, that's the thing, he gets up at 5, and then he falls asleep at 7. I'm like, brother, just sleep till 6:30. Let's do this.
Wow. And he's not down with that plan?
No, he's up. Sometimes he's up at 4:30, but I get some weird stuff done. I'm emailing, you know, Dave Sent, the King of Mexico.
Hey, I forgot I had a gig. Can I come on the show?
Well, yeah. I love that. One thing I know, you can't reason with a one-year-old. That is true, actually.
You guys are really good to me, man, and I appreciate you working this out for me.
You're
and,
the best.
Let's do it. Let's go to Irvine Improv tonight. Your girl and my girl tonight.
Irvine Improv tonight, $25. Jay Moore, you're always the best. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Bean, don't forget I got to talk to you about that thing for about the Barack party tonight.
Understood. Yeah, I'll see you later.
Bianca Cifuentes.
Sounds hot. Sounds hot.
I'm guessing I messed that up. From Los Angeles?
It was dead spot on.
Just got
I'm serious. It was absolutely right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. From the Honda Civic Tour. So congratulations. Your chance to win coming up.
That's Lincubus, don't you know?
Lincoln Park and Incubus, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rob, it's your time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin Bean Show. By the way, listeners writing in, a lot of them complaining very strongly about Ellen Kay getting her star on the Walk of Fame today, Ralph. I appreciate that you didn't mention it, but how does Weird Al still not have a star? Explain that to me again. What's going on?
Oh, that makes no sense.
Tiffany asked that question. Ellen Kay, yes. Weird Al, no. What kind
how
of
does
bizarro...
Tiffany not have a star, man? After I Think You're Alone now and, no, and no, all those
other not that Tiffany. Oh, this is not that Tiffany.
A different one.
But what kind of bizarro world do we live in over there with the Walk of Fame people? Ralph, what's going on? You're the expert.
Ellen Kay has been doing radio for a lot of years here in Los Angeles.
Did she do Fat?
She
did
not
do White
Fat.
Nerdy? Did she do Trapped in the Drive-Thru? Okay, then they made a wrong choice.
Did she eat it? No.
All I can remember that she did was voluminous amounts of plastic surgery. That was hers, right? Wasn't that one of her singles?
That's her famous hit, right, exactly.
Yes. I'm vaguely transvestite-like. Was that one another one of her hits? she's a big, burly, mannish, plastic surgeried person.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
Just makes me sad, because Al's not going to be around forever, that's all.
It took more work to make her face than it did to put the star in the cement. Took more workmen longer, that's all I'm saying. News today, MTV has announced who's going to host the 2012 MTV Movie Awards. Russell Brand has been tapped.
Oh good, some more yelling.
Finally, I have another reason not to watch this award show. So, if you're a Russell Brand fan, you'll be happy. He said, about hearing the news, this MTV Movie Awards will be more impressive than the Avengers, and you won't have to wait an hour for someone to Hulk out.
What's that even mean?
It's about an hour into the Avengers movie before Bruce Banner turns into the Hulk, so I guess that's...
Oh, so he's saying he Hulks out earlier than the Hulk in the... Okay.
Or someone will.
That's not comedy.
Someone will be very upset and turn colors, I guess. But I'm just saying, that's the kind of comedy.
Yeah. He was not good when he did it last time.
No.
I'm a fan of his.
No.
You might have to wait an hour for someone to Hulk out.
Is that better?
No? Yeah.
Same?
Yeah.
John Hamm's going to make a movie. Oh, can't wait. Try the popcorn trick of myself watching John Hamm up on the big screen. It's called Million Dollar Arm. Interesting concept. And you know me, I do not like the baseball. It is a baseball-related film, but it sounds fascinating. Based on the true story of a sports agent named J.B. Bernstein, he was watching cricket on television. And he said, you know what, I realized the throwing motion of these guys is very, very similar to that being used by a baseball pitcher.
Okay.
So he flies to India, puts together a reality show called Million Dollar Arm, and winds up with two clients that he brings back from India who are now professional baseball pitchers. After going through 40,000 potential candidates.
Huh.
So he used the reality show to weed them down, and then whoever won the show, he signed his clients, brought them back to the States, and now they're playing professional baseball.
Huh.
That's American entrepreneurism right there. That's using your noggin. So they're making a movie about it, and John Hamm apparently is going to play the agent. Good stuff.
Huh.
While we're talking about movies... The Miami home where the movie Deep Throat was filmed is going up for sale. Deep Throat, of course, the most famous X-rated film of all time, I guess. One of the biggest money-making films of all time.
Yep.
It was made for like $1.50 and made millions and millions and millions of dollars in the theaters. It's a very classy neighborhood, apparently, so don't feel bad about buying the house. It's right next door to the house where they filmed Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy. Which is also a very popular film.
Sure.
Jersey Shore star Snooki is talking about her growing fashion empire. She's got that spin-off show with J-Well coming out, of course. And she said she's going to be releasing a line of Snooki-branded baby products.
Who wouldn't want a leopard print rattle or a cheetah print bib, she says.
Shut up, Snooki.
Well, I wouldn't want one, for example. She's also got a line of nail polish, eyelashes, and handbags coming out soon.
She's not going to be a successful businesswoman,
She's
is
already
she?
Got slippers, tanning lotion, and sunglasses that have made her multi-millions of dollars.
No.
Thousands. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
But she's on her way, so.
This can't be happening.
It's
not happening. Acceptable.
And while we're talking about talentless whores, porn star Kim Kardashian in the news. Chris Humphries, her soon-to-be ex-husband, I don't know how soon, but it's going to happen eventually, is now demanding he wants the engagement ring he gave her back. And he would also like to know what happened to the wedding gifts.
Interesting.
Seems a wealthy Malaysian businessman gave them a white Ferrari worth $325,000. And she has retained sole ownership. He would like to know, he would either like the car or half of what it's worth. They are embroiled in a increasingly fierce legal battle. And he wants her now to be deposed. But she claims she's too busy with her reality series to get in front of the lawyers.
What? Can hide behind that?
Well, Chris says, you know what? Bring the cameras. Be deposed. If you want your reality show to show your life, bring the cameras with you and sit down in front of my lawyers and be deposed right there on camera. I'm fine with that.
It seems like she's the bad one in this deal.
Yeah, I agree. She's
a lot of times you can't tell. It's 50-50. You never know. This particular case seems bad.
Yeah.
You think it raises an excellent question. You think that the Kardashians, being as publicity savvy as they are, if they had returned all those gifts, they would make sure that we all knew about it.
Yeah, it's true.
Which leads me to believe that they essentially ripped off their friends and family by keeping the stuff that was given for their fraudulent marriage.
The only thing they love more than publicity is money, it turns out.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about big cash, Britney Spears will earn $15 million for one season of The X Factor. She will be judging along with Simon Cowell at the table, The X Factor, the next time we see it. As for the third chair, which is still open, rumor has it that former Disney Channel star Demi Lovato will be sitting there as a judge.
Brittany, what do you think of that singer? Thanks, baby. Let's go to Demi.
Going to be getting a lot of that. She hasn't signed the papers yet, but it looks like she's going to be the judge. So,
how do you could not be less excited about that news, by the way.
I'm excited about it because I think she talks like I do, and she's dumber than I am by a little. So it might be good.
I will watch Britney Spears, at least the first couple, see what's going on. And Blink-182 was all set to celebrate its 20th anniversary this summer.
How'd that work out?
Looks like those shows are going to have to wait. They had to cancel a bunch of them, including their headlining slot at the Bamboozle Festival, because Travis Barker needs to get his tonsils out. He should be all healed up by June, however, so Europe will get their Blink shows, even though we're not going to get ours. My Chemical Romance will step in for Blink at Bamboozle. They'll be going on right before Foo Fighters. And that event, if you're interested in checking it out, happens in Asbury Park, New Jersey, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. So that's next week. Next weekend, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good times. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Bono celebrates his 52nd birthday today. Danny Carey of Tool is 51. Richard Patrick, lead singer for Filter, is 44 years old. Kenan Thompson, Saturday Night Live and Kenan and Kel fame, is 34 years old. Odette Annable.
Yes.
From House and Breaking In is 27 years old. And rapper Young MC. Oh, remember when Young MC had us all shaking
next
our asses?
Function, high class luncheon, food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance because she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Nobody uses stone cold munching anymore when they're talking about eating. Stone cold has gone by the wayside.
That's true. Stone cold munching.
We should bring it back. Stone cold anything.
Didn't they film Stone Cold Munching in that same mansion in Miami?
I'm Ralph Garman. I'm Stone Cold walking the movie beat. You know.
Or
showbiz.
Showbiz beat.
Either one.
You know.
The movie beat is tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Maybe.
It's Friday.
Maybe.
We're going to ask Bean what ugly numbers are tomorrow.
Hey, I don't like ugly numbers. Who does?
One of our favorites in studio, Penn Jillette.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love Penn so much. Man. He's so smart.
He's got a podcast, he's got a book, and he's got a new single called Clay Aiken.
His single is called Clay Aiken? Or he has a single with Clay Aiken?
I don't know.
Probably with. Because they did the Apprentice together.
It's called Clay Aiken. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Yeah. Bobcat Goldthwait will be here.
Oh. Okay.
He's got an FW to tell us.
Go see it.
and a brand new internet roundup tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.